Softball season is back in the state of Iowa, as the Riverside Bulldogs have already knocked quite a few games out of the way. With such a young program, head coach Lacey Patterson and assistant coach Daryl Frayne have had to rely on their juniors Ellie Henderson, Ayla Richardson, and Markley Yanes to be leaders this season. They've already stepped up to the plate with their leadership to start the season.
Yeah, it's been good. I spoke with the three juniors at the beginning of the season and said, hey, you know, I know you're only juniors, but this year, you know, you really have to step up and be leaders, like whatever it takes to get these girls to buy into what me and Coach Frayne are trying to sell to you guys. And so far, so good. Everyone has been great, and we've developed some great relationships with these girls.
Riverside has a very young squad this season with just three junior upperclassmen. The Bulldogs have four eighth graders, eight freshmen, and three sophomores on what may be one of the youngest teams in the Western Iowa Conference. With a young team comes just a few inconsistent errors along the way. It only takes a few more reps to become consistent, and these girls will become a dominant force on the field.
Being young and just developing mental toughness, I think, is what it comes down to. You know, we had a lot of pressure the last couple innings. You know, we would score, and then we need to stay mentally tough and, you know, not make those little errors that allow them to score. And all that takes is just more reps. And being our second game, I honestly think that with more reps through these next couple games, we'll get there.
Fielder's choice is an important element to softball, with so many decisions to make on the field. Riverside's key focus this week is to find the best option in every situation. You can only practice so much to perfect those situations, but it all comes down to what happens on the ball field.
Situational stuff, and some stuff that's hard to work on in practice. Honestly, you don't think of the things to work on until it happens in game. So we have some situational stuff we need to go over today before game time, but it's all situations.
The Bulldogs have had a full slate of games this week and have won tonight against HSTW for their first home game of the season. Last season, Riverside was able to break the Lady Vikes' winning streak by beating them 5-4. And look to take that energy from last season and pump it into tonight's competition. Coach Patterson has a lot of decisions to make tonight and this weekend on where to play some top-caliber players on the field.
The hardest part about coaching so far is I have more than 9 girls that deserve a varsity spot, and we're trying to figure out how everything blends and what's the best for each night against each team. So they have to go in. If they think they deserve a varsity spot, they've got to prove it to us, because unfortunately, like I said, there's only 9 that can play the field. So they're proving to us each and every time who deserves to play where. And I told them we're playing for July. So we got to get there.
Riverside hosts HSTW tonight with the game starting at 7:15 p.m. KSLM 96.5 and Western Iowa Today TV will have the broadcast of the game for you, which starts at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.